This is the Apple This Extra.
Hello and welcome to Apple This Extra number 49. I'm Lisa Salinger and I'm pleased today to be in the presence of greatness because I, in one sense, am in the presence of weather gods. And the reason I say that, first of all, is the first person joining us today is Thomas Domville, who has more weather apps than many of us have working brain cells, I think. Whenever there is buzz about a new app that's coming out, chances are the next thing we'll know, there will be a podcast in the AppleViz feed of Thomas demonstrating this weather app. And of course, we are very pleased to have with us our guest, and he is Scott Wilson Billings, and he is the developer of the Weather Gods app. So I can't see how we could possibly have more fun at this time of year with all the fun weather than to put 2.5 weather enthusiasts together in a room. I count myself as a little bit of one because I keep an eye on the weather for just safety's sake, but I think as far as avid interest and fascination, it doesn't get much better than the two gentlemen who are with me today. So welcome, Scott, and welcome, Thomas.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, thank you, Scott. And thank you, Lisa, for bringing us on board for this new extra number 49. Yeah, you know, Weather God came about, oh gosh, I want to say it was last November 2016 of this recording, and it came out like a whirlwind. Scott was on board right on the beginning and with AppleViz, which was absolutely fantastic because a developer that comes on to not only introduce WeatherGod itself, but also was listening to everybody and inputting feedbacks and comments, and plus letting us know all the different updates that's available for the WeatherGods. So with that, we're going to introduce Scott here, and Scott, I would like you to kind of give your summary for our listener that may never even heard of WeatherGod. What is WeatherGod in your own words?
WeatherGod is a weather app. It's an international weather app in that we have a large number of weather forecast locations, about 2 million, and we also have a very large gazetteer. So we hope most people will be able to find their location in our gazetteer and obviously get a weather forecast for that location. It's quite a different weather app to the other apps which are on the market. We wanted to do something which was unique, something which was fun, hence the whole concept of the weather gods and each of the gods having their own particular part to play in the weather, which was our way. We also wanted to make a weather app which didn't have any weather icons, so we thought, let's get rid of these weather icons, because quite often they're hard to decode and work out what they mean. And I think it's a first for our app. I'm not 100% certain, but we wanted to add some weather sounds as well. So not only could people get an idea of the weather, the weather information, but they could also hear the weather as well. So Weather God's been a bit of a journey. You're quite right, Thomas. It hit the App Store November 2016. Hard to believe. 4 months, it seems like a lifetime. But it's been a great journey. We've really enjoyed it.
You know, one of the things I always ask myself when I see another weather app being submitted to AppleViz, I say to myself, when is it enough? You know what I mean? It's like there's weather apps are a dime a dozen. I hear people out there all the time saying, hey, my in-stock weather app is good enough for me. And you hit it right on the head. This is extremely unique and fun. And most of all, it's very simple, elegant, and I love the sounds. So you nailed that right on the head, and we'll speak about that. The first thing I want to talk about is the elements. That's what makes Weather Gods unique itself in a way. Explain to our listeners as well the different gods and why they are separated as they are now, and what makes it different from the Apple in stock weather, for example, so the different gods.
Cool. So we currently got five gods, actually four gods and a goddess, I should add. we have our fire god, we have our water god, we have our air god, we have our ice god, and we have our moon goddess. Now, the idea of being the gods is to say that they're a lot of fun. And what we wanted to do was, we that when people check the weather, as well as getting an overview of the weather, quite often people have certain interests in certain types of weather events. So Lisa mentioned the safety aspect at the beginning of the show. So we obviously want to make sure they stay safe. So people are looking at the rain, they're looking at the looking out for snow, looking out for storms, that kind of thing. But also, when we get to sunny days and weather's picking up, people are looking forward, trying to work out when would be a good day, perhaps to have a barbecue. You know, what's a good day to go for a walk in the countryside. So what we wanted to do was to have each of the gods with their own particular attributes or outlook on the weather, and allow people to dive straight into those particular weather features which they're interested in. So, as I say, if you want to find out if it's going to be raining, then that's the water god. If you want to know what the temperature is going to be like or when there may be some shine in the forecast, then that's the fire god. And if you're a sailor, you're maybe doing outdoor pursuits which involve wind, I don't know, kite flying or sailboarding or something like that, then you're going to go to the air god to find out what's going on there. And if you're interested in the moon, the lunar phases, I know people who garden by the moon phases, then it's the moon god. She'll let you know the various phases of the moon and when it's going to rise and when it's going to set. That kind of, and what the obviously most important, what the current moon phase is. So so that was the purpose behind the gods, really, was to separate out the weather into sort of groupings, but give it a fun part as well. Give it a fun part.
Oh, definitely. It that's what makes it so unique. It's because I get amused every night because when I check the weather gods in the evening, it says that the moon god is awake. And I thought, oh, he's awake because it's nighttime, and I like that when the wind is calm, it's not awake, so he's sleeping because it's very calm.
Absolutely.
But if it's blustery, yeah, he becomes awake. So you can check the winds that the wind god is awake, and then it tells me that it's now blustery. So there's a different aspect to it I have never even seen or heard before, and that's what makes it so unique. But you got it right on the head, is that if there's something specific that you're interested in, you can just go straight to the air god and check out the wind situation by hour. So you don't get all the nonsense information along with everything else. You get nothing but the wind. If you do the fire god, you get nothing but the temperature and things like that for the hour and such, right?
That's one of the things I really appreciate about the app, is that it's so customizable. You can have the information you want, when you want it, and in the way that you want it. I also really like the sounds. I feel like they lend a nice atmosphere, a nice ambiance, but they're not so loud and so in your face that you can't hear what VoiceOver is saying. They really are just in the background.
Exactly. I totally agree. The sound is probably the most unique and probably the coolest thing of the weather gods. And I'll let Scott explain to our listeners so here are these sounds coming across. Maybe you could help us understand what the sounds aspect of weather god is and what you can expect with that.
Okay, so what we've done is every day, and I mean day and night, and also the current hour, has weather associated with it. So it could be raining and windy, it could be raining, it could be a beautiful sunny day with little or no wind. It could be a very hot day with high UV. And what we wanted to do was take these various parts over for that particular aspect of time. So as I say, it could be day, it could be night. And blend those weather parts into a soundscape. So what we have weather sounds for the wind, and we have different sounds depending upon the strength of the wind. Same for rain. So it's raining heavily. Well, you can actually hear it's raining heavily. If it's rain, then you've got light pitter patter. We've even got a weather sound for fog, which I've had some feedback from various users as being a bit eerie. Some people think, you know, it's a bit of a strange sound. I kind of think it does set the scene for fog. So we take what we do, I set the weather into the separate parts in the same way we do for the various gods. We dissect the weather into the fire god and the water god and so on. We do the same with the weather sounds, and we then bring all these weather sounds back together again into a unified soundscape. So somebody loading the app can listen to the weather and pick out, you know, okay, I can hear some rain. Boy, oh boy, blowing a gale as well. It's pretty windy out there. And again, it's back to what I said about having two eco weather icons. You know, you can just listen to the sounds and you get it straight away. You've got a feel for what it was like. And it's not just available for the current and current day. You can look ahead for the rest of the week as well. So it's a nice, quick and easy way of getting a feel for the weather without actually having to dive into detail. So that was why we set out to do it, and it also added to the fun part, because you possibly have heard that when the weather god isn't active, so the example is if it's a good day, the air is fast asleep, and you can hear him snoring. He's snoring away because he's basically got nothing to do. And we're going to build out these sounds some more. You know, we want to add more emotions to the weather. So at the moment, the wind is either active or is asleep. But you know, there's other things you want to do, other emotions which you want to bring in. So yeah, the weather sound, great way of finding out what the weather is just by using your ears.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Like I said, not only is the weather app, the weather gods, is being so simple to check your temperature and et cetera, but it's just like you said, this morning I woke up, I turned on weather god, and I heard, the three things I heard was, one, I heard bird chirping. And for those that don't know what that means, there's different bird chirping for different situations of the day. So my case, it was sunny, so the birds are chirping and happy. And then I heard a little bit of wind, which means it's gusting out about 11, 14 miles per hour out there, because there's different levels of wind sounds. So I knew it was blown a little bit, not heavily. And then lastly, I heard this, and it was like, whoa, what is that? And it was the ultraviolet, and it was at moderate today. And so you can get all the weather for right now by listening to what it's doing without having to swipe through it, which is so unique and so cool about this weather gods. And just like Scott says, you can go to different hours and stuff like that, and the sound will pertain to what's being forecasted for that time, which is absolutely really cool. Now, the other section I want to talk about are the notifications. Now, you have different types of notifications that you can alert people to do and set up, and I'll have you explain the different type of notifications, because I think that also plays in part of all this in making Weather God an exceptional weather app.
Yeah, now the notifications, so what we want, in the same way we wanted to do something different with a weather app, we had two goals for the notifications. One was to make them easy to set up and use. That was our first goal. And two was to make them a little personal, in as much as so each notification, you can do things like, you can say, well, look, tell me 15 minutes before this particular event is happening, or gee, I'd like to know the night. Also, I think about what clothes to put out for the morning. So it's going to be wet and cold, and you can put suitable clothing out, or sunny day, you know, maybe shorts and a t-shirt. So the goal of the notifications was simple to set up, and I think we've achieved that. I do think they are pretty simple to set up. You can go each individual notification, of which we have 11, I think. And you can say, okay, I'm interested to know when it's going to rain. But not only want to know when it's going to rain, but hey, maybe there's a bit of light rain, you know, in the forecast. So don't tell me about that. Just tell me about the heavy stuff, the stuff which is going to mean I'm going to need a coat and umbrella. We've got some notifications which you don't often see in the weather app. So we've got notifications for sunrise, for example. So if you want to be notified either the night before or just before sunrise is happening, then you can get a notification to tell you about that. And also, usefully, we let you know when the sunset's going to be for that day as well. So you don't have to pay when sunrise is, but pay when sunset. So you've got information there as well. We've got notifications for UV. So again, if you're thinking about going out, you might be thinking, well, you know, Wednesday's looking like a busy day. But if the UV is high or extreme, you're going to want to think about putting some sun cream on. So there's that safety aspect again. Notifications for sunny sky, that's an unusual one. You don't want to see that. So right said, rather than just focusing on the safety aspects, we're also trying to focus on making people's lives, people might, okay, God, tell me if it's going to be a sunny day tomorrow, or is it going to be are we having some clear skies? Because actually, if you let me know the night before, I might change my clothing. Also, be switch an event from an indoor event to an outdoor event in the garden, that kind of thing. So, the notifications, two goals in mind, simple, easy to set up and easy to use, but also, make them as useful as we possibly can as well. Now, I know other apps do notifications. Not many give you the personalization aspects. The ability to set the different schedules. So, as I say, you get some default schedules. You get 7 in the morning, 3 a.m. at night. But if you're an early riser or if you're a late riser, you can choose to suit your personal preferences as well. Our notifications, quite different, quite unique from what is currently available. And that has presented us with some problems, which we may get around to talking about.
Yeah. So the notifications, now, will that work for everybody, like outside the United States? So it works worldwide?
As far as I know, I've had quite good feedback from various people through in India, in South Africa, in Malaya, Vietnam, Singapore, so quite a few countries outside of America and Europe. I've had good feedback from people saying, "Hey Scott, we love the notifications and they work. We'll get notifications and they work well."
That's cool.
And that's but it's probably because of the way we've developed the app and the way we've done the notifications. As I say, we have taken a different approach to most other weather apps. That has its plus points and also a few negative points as well associated with how we've chosen to do those. But no, up to now, as I say, as far as I know, they are where we can get a weather forecast, we can give you notifications.
Now, it's not something that you will be alerted. Now, some people, I'm not sure if this is correct or not, but when you say you want to be alert for rain, that is not like a real-time rain like it's going to rain in 20 minutes from now. This is more like it's going to rain for the day.
So what happens is we check the weather very regularly pre-day. So if, for example, you said, let me know when it's going to rain. If there's rain at 12 o'clock, then we will try to book you about 11:45. It's not like the real-time stuff you get from Weather Channel and AccuWeather. And the reason for that, and the reason is, we're only a small company. We're just starting in the weather space, and we don't have all of these massive back-end supercomputers and servers which the big guys have got. So unfortunately, at the moment, we can't do real-time rain reporting. But it's on our roadmap, and it's something we certainly hope to add in the future.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's something I wanted to clarify and to ask you, and I know a lot of people have asked me the same question. Now, lastly, I want to get to about the app itself is that the data source. Now, I'm not sure, I've heard that you guys, the data source you get it from is, from what I understand, is extremely reliable. And that's one thing I dislike about the Apple Weather app is, one, yes, it's there, but oh my gosh, it is so incredibly inaccurate. I don't know how many times I've checked that, and it's just unreliable. It's just not very good. But do you guys, what data source do you use for your weather information?
So we use multiple data sources. So we use the new IBM Weather Company data, and also use Arc Sky. And what we do, we tend to combine the weather data. So depending mm-hmm. upon which aspect of the weather you're looking at, so if it's the day or the night kind of weather, we will use IBM's data because they've got some really nice daily summaries, which are absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. For the day, it's a combination. Depends on where you are in the forecast. It's a combination of Dark Sky and IBM again. So we use multiple data sources. But both of those data sources, as far as I'm aware, are known for their accuracy and reliability.
Yeah, I love those two sources. And when you combine them together, it just makes it even better. And basically what that means in plain English for people that are not into the data sources, it will tell you, like, very accurately. It'll also tell you if the what the next hour forecast is. So it's going to go from sunny to partly cloudy in the next hour. Dark Sky is really exceptional for this information, and the multiple sources gives you such an accurate temperature variations and right on the nose every time, and the prediction of rain and things like that, which makes it a really outstanding app because as a whole. So we got the sound aspect, which is absolutely phenomenal. And then we got the simplicity of the different elements, gods. So you can get to each and very specific gods. And then you get your notification on top of that. And then plus you got the most accurate weather in your hands. And that's what makes a weather god so exceptionally awesome. I do have one more question before we move on. The one question I've been curious, and I wanted to ask you. You have the ice god and the rain god. Or is that right? You got the ice god and rain god, is that right?
Yeah, ice and water, yeah.
Ice and water, that's it. And so that, I was a little confused because, right now we're all suffering from winter, and so up in this hemisphere we are. We had a little bit of freezing rain, a little bit of ice, and a little bit of rain. And so how does that aspect work between the weather and ice god? Or are they both related somehow into one? Why are they separated? This was the question.
That's a very good question. So with that, the weather, there are two parts to it. There's a water part and there is a snow part. And depending upon which way the weather is going, you go from, say, for example, rain through sleet to snow. So in that direction of travel, your water will, the amount of water will become less and the snow will increase. So that's why you have the two gods separate for that kind of weather. So anything like freezing rain or sleet, or rain turning to snow or snow turning back to rain, you're going to get the ice god who will be awake saying, look, there's going to be a snow part to this. And you'll also get the water god is all awake, and he'll be saying that there's going to be some wetness in there as well. Now, we are looking to see what we're probably going to do is we're probably going to move, depending on which direction of travel the weather is going. So if it is turning from rain to snow, then we'll move that information into the ice god. And if it's going the other way, if it's been snowing but it's going to start to rain in the next hour, then we'll move that information to the water god. So yeah, it's kind of difficult to represent those using the gods, because as I say, there are two parts to that kind of weather. If it's pure rain, it's easy, it's the water god. If completely snowing, then obviously that's the ice god. Does that answer your question at all, Thomas?
It does. That is really cool. I haven't thought about that, but the, yeah, you'd be right. I mean, you can just do a flick and say which gods are awake. So if there is going to be ice or snow coming, they'll be awake. Otherwise, they'll be sleeping and the rain will be on. So that's that aspect of it. See, that's that's really cool. I know. Yes, it did answer quite well, and I'm glad you answered that. One more thing.
Yeah, just to add to that, whilst I remember, I can't remember if it's in the next update or in, because I'm working so many updates ahead, but for voiceover, only for voiceover, I've added some extra information. So if you're in the ice god and it's heading towards the rain, it will actually be changing. And if you're in the water god and it's heading towards snow, then voiceover will actually say turning to snow. And if it's not heading any particular direction, so it's kind of constantly, it's static, it doesn't really know what it's going to do, then that's just kind of like normal sleet. So I did put for voiceover, it's not indicated visually in the interface as to which direction of travel that particular type of weather is going, but voiceover users, they get that little bit of extra information which tells them, you know, it's heading, direction of travel.
Fascinating. Now, okay, let's go into a little bit, and we'll switch gears up a little bit here. Let's take that voiceover aspect of it. Now, let's go back a little bit and go to the past here. We're going to go back to when Weather God was being conceived and being written up. Now, if I recall, was this app designed from the ground up for voiceover folks?
It wasn't. No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
So,
okay.
Yeah, no. So I have to confess. Weather God started in November 2015. Myself and a designer called James Engwell got together, and we thought, wouldn't it be great to write a web app and do something completely, something interesting. And we had the idea of the gods and the sounds and that kind of thing back then. Since then, we've worked with a long-standing friend of mine who's an absolutely developer. He's come on board and helped us really shape the Weather Gods app. Now, it wasn't until around about July 2016, I was watching the Apple WWDC videos. Obviously, being a developer, I'm interested in what's happening with all the new stuff. So this was back in summer 2016, and I literally stumbled across a video on accessibility, and I knew nothing about accessibility. I'd heard it mentioned, but I didn't really know what it was. So always learning new stuff. Let's watch this video about accessibility. And then that's when my eyes opened, and I suddenly thought, second, our app is not accessible. It's accessible in any way, shape, or form. We haven't even considered it, so it can't be accessible. And then I realised that, actually, if we're going to make the best weather app, then by definition, it has to be an accessible app as well. And then that, at that point, that's when I thought, okay, I don't know anything about accessibility, but there's going to be people out there who know lots more stuff about this than I do. And I did a bit of Googling, and Apple Viz, I think you probably were the first hit. And then I initially started looking at the forums from just general point of view, just having a read about what people were talking about. And then at that point, I thought, okay, I need help here. Hey, Scott, you're not going to be able to do this on your own. You're going to need the experts to help you out. And that's when I approached the community asking for people to basically take Weather Gods and turn it into the best accessible weather app out there. The community has been absolutely fantastic. I could not have done it without them. They're an amazing bunch of people who straight away told me, you know, hey, Scott, this is rubbish. No, this is never going to work. You need to do this, you need to do that. And we went through the cycles, and gradually Weather got better and better for voiceover users. And it is where it is today. So, you know, as I say, if I hadn't been watching that video, then Weather Gods would have popped up on the App Store, and it would have been, as far as accessibility is concerned, a pretty poor app, sadly. So I'm really pleased that I watched that video.
I think it's incredible. I think that is an awesome indicator that Apple is doing the right thing, because they actually have these classes and outtakes and training for developers out there that want to make their apps more accessible, but not only just to make it more accessible, but just to let them know, hey, did you know this exists? And then, you know, I'll be honest, when I first saw your app, I was like, okay, this is probably not going to do it. So I could just read it from the description, visually appealing. You can see the days all visualized and everything. I'm thinking, oh, this is probably not going to work. But just like you, I was the other way around. I was stunned when I opened up. Everything was totally accessible. And then you has said yourself, you have been a pretty much an active user on Apple Viz, asking for advice, asking for what your thoughts are and things like that. And that's what makes it so incredibly an awesome story about you, is that you did want to make this stunning visual weather app, I'm sure it is, into something that can be relatable to us by hearing, which you did with your soundscape and the art. And so the concept of you going out and doing it on yourself is just phenomenal. And I really appreciate developers like you taking the time to do things like that and take the time out to actually make it accessible for something that might be very difficult to do, especially such a visually appealing weather app, right?
I was so Paul have done a fantastic job with their SDK in terms of making user interface elements accessible. So out of the box, there is an awful lot of accessibility built into the Apple SDK, and they've done an amazing job. However, Weather Gods is very graphically rich, and the user interface elements are cut elements. You know, they're not things you would normally recognize in a standard Apple app. So I had a bit of a dilemma, really, because I really wanted to make it accessible. But at the same time, I had this graphical user interface, which, it wasn't going to be accessible out of the box. And just to give you an example, so when you dip into the hourly data for, say, the Fire God, that's actually a chart. I'm using a chart library. So if you imagine a chart with a temperature line, then on the chart is bars which represent the amount of sunshine or the amount of rain or the amount of snow. So there's bar charts laid on top of line graphs as well. Chart engine was not accessible in any way. And I was, oh my gosh, Scott, how are you going to solve this problem? It was actually really challenging, but at the end of it, it was also, I got a lot out of it. It was very rewarding doing it. As a developer, I like to solve problems, and me solving a problem and making something which wasn't accessible something accessible. So it was a really good experience for me. I really enjoyed doing it. And there's still to do. There's an update which will be out in the next couple of days. I was doing some testing last week. I test in VoiceOver now quite often, and I put the screen curtain on so I can't see what's going on. And I'm still away, and I'm in the notification. I thought, I'm going to change the schedule times, make sure that all still works. And I'm in there, and I was swiping way through, and I was thinking, this is all wrong. This is rubbish. Not very. Although pieces were there, they weren't in any particular common sense. It didn't make sense. I've gone back and I've reworked the accessibility for the edit schedule screen from a VoiceOver point of view. There's still lots to do. Every time I keep tinkering with the app, and every time I find something else which can be improved. And going forward, of course, now, my developer friend, he's already on board with accessibility now, and he's doing a great job. So between the two of us, we work on the app, as we take on new designs from James, our designer, in the forefront of our mind, we've got the visual side, we know how we're going to do that, but let's think about how we're going to do the accessibility as well. It's working really well.
Oh, it definitely has, and we can really tell. Every aspect of it is so accessible, including the wheel that we have never talked about, which I find it very, very kind of eye opening, because it's like you said in your description, it's like a time machine. You can actually go back or forward in time to see at that certain time what the weather's going to be like, along with everything else. So, is this your first app you've written, or have you written other apps? Or I'm just curious about that.
Probably good opportunity to give you a little bit of background about myself. So, I've been writing computer programs for a good 30 years. I started off on a Commodore PET. My father bought into the house when I was 16. Not quite, but 28 years. And that's really where my love of programming started. And then since then, I've worked with all sorts of organizations, normally developing back-end systems, server systems, number crunching, that kind of thing. But the Weber app thing came about because I actually work. So I have two jobs. I have a day job, and I have my evening and weekend job. The Weber job is my evening and weekend job. My day job is I work for the UK National Weather Service, which is called the Met Office. They're the best source of weather data in the UK, and a fantastic organisation to work with. And I've been working on their back-end systems for about 4 years. And I was asked to take part in a prototype of a new weather app. So for me, I hadn't really done any sort of serious app development at that point. I dabbled, but not done anything serious. I took part in, and we built this type weather app. And then that's when really I thought, I quite enjoyed doing this. I quite like working with user interfaces and graphics. It makes a change from sort of working on the back end systems. Normally have an interface of any sort at all. Normally you're number crunching, and I do stuff with the weather data, which we serve up to the new Met Office weather app. So that's kind of where I got interested in apps and interested in weather apps. The other thing I've been doing is have been developing games over the years, but they use sort of a gaming technology, so they're not specific to any particular device, and they're written in a slightly different programming language as well. So this is my first fully fledged iOS app, WebAdolsis. So it's my job.
Absolutely fascinating. That is a really cool story. That's cool. Now let's move to the future now. So now that you do this on the side and you're starting to develop this weather god, what kind of things can we expect in the future from you and weather gods? Or have you had any thoughts of doing any kind of different app besides it?
No, not different app. No, definitely. So James Engwell is our designer. So we're a team of three of us. There's myself, James, and there's, as I say, my developer, who's called Unwin. And we're the weather gods team. There's only three of us. Now we've got a roadmap. We do have a long term plan for weather gods, and we are going to keep adding features, obviously useful features. What we don't want to do is end up buttering it up with which people may find they don't need, because then I think some of the simplicity starts to go. But we've got some super secret stuff as well, which is completely different, completely unique. So far nobody's done what we're planning on doing. And unfortunately, just I can't tell you about it. Yeah, if I was releasing it in...
It's going to be a surprise. Months, yeah.
It's going to be a surprise, yeah. I think you'll love it. I think, as I say, it's completely different to... it's all weather gods related. It's related to the gods. But I talked earlier about having more gods and more expressions and them doing more things. So that might give you little clues. But in the near term, in the immediate term, we've been working with, I think, the ladies from Apple Viz. Her name is Irene, and she's Greek, and she's been helping us translate weather gods. That'll be on the App Store in the next couple of days, hopefully. And then we have some new features. We have something called Follow Me. Now, there has been some confusion with WeatherGods in terms of how the location tracking all works. So, and I know some people, although it's turned on because around the notifications, they don't actually want the current location all the time. So we've broken that apart and we've simplified it. And it's you can now say, well, you know, don't follow me or follow me, or just give me the communication. And what Follow Me will do is I'll move around. So if you were traveling from one town to another, as you go across a significant change of distance, about 3 kilometers, then weather gods will automatically load the weather for you. So it's always updating. And then we're going to follow that up with Follow Me notifications as well. So you'll be able to see, these are the things I'm interested in when I'm talking about. And as you move around, once you've settled somewhere, so obviously if you were moving in a car or a train or on public transport, then, you know, the notifications aren't particularly cool because you've already passed out of that particular area by the time we send them for you. But if you were to go and visit somebody and the person you were visiting, their location wasn't one of the favorites, then, you know, if you have the Follow Me switched on, you can turn up and we'll do the rest for you. The other thing as well, which is going to be quite soon, is we've taken the hourly data for the various gods, and instead of having to switch from day to day to day to find out what's going on, it's one continuous timeline. So you can literally go in and then you can swipe along and you can hear the weather for the different hours. And as you reach midday or midnight, it will tell you that, hey, as you go to midnight, you're changing days now. And then for voiceover, we put in some gestures so you can easily swipe, you know, 12 hours ahead. So you wanted to look 2 days ahead. There's a couple of wipes. You'll land up on midday or midnight, depending upon what you've currently got toggled. And then you can do an early swipe if you want to. So we've got like a continuous time of weather information for that particular god. And the other thing you'll be able to do is, so imagine, for example, you were looking at the hourly data for the fire god. Then rather than come back out and have to then look at the water god, you can actually tap the god and the god will cycle through the other gods. So let's say a particularly nice day, the temperature right, clear skies, but you don't want it to be windy. So you can tap through, find the wind god, and then it will keep you on that day. It'll be able to find out, you know, that particular, those particular times you're interested in. Maybe an afternoon, it might be a morning, it might be an evening. You know, are they going to be windy or not? So that's going to be, we think that would be a very useful feature. We got some other stuff on the, which we're sorting out, in things like the feels like temperature. We've been asked by quite a few people to, you know, have feels like temperature as well. So we'll be doing that. Yeah, so a lot of things in the pipeline, some stuff in the near term. And then, as I say, we've got some features which people have been requesting in the medium term. And then we've got super secret stuff, which I think you're going to love. That's in the longer term. And one more thing I'd just like to add, please, if I may, is I know, so we do notifications differently, if you know. You know, slightly negative aspect of our notifications is you have to keep the app not necessarily open. You can close the app, but the app has to not have been terminated. So if it's in the task switcher and you force quit the app, then unfortunately the Apple device is out of control. The device says, okay, you can get fed up with this app because you just force quitted it away. So we're going to stop notifications. So because, as I say, I have all this, I've been working on back-end systems, I'm actually putting out a custom of a god's back-end notification system, which will still allow for all of the personalization options we get with our current implementation. So you'll still be able to have your schedule, you'll still be able to customize when to be notified if the wind's over a certain amount, or you know, let me know if the UV is going to be extreme for the day. And all will be taken into account your settings. So I know you guys, it's Fahrenheit in the UK, we're Celsius, we share miles per hour. But if you're in Europe, it's, you know, Celsius in kilometers per hour. So correct. Our notifications reflect that. So when those notifications come through, they you know, we take into account the personalization aspect of it, so it comes through with the right settings. In fact, it reminds me, somebody on the Apple Biz community requested wind speed in meters per second. We put that in recently, and they've drawn the notifications as well. So what we've got, the challenge now for me is to take those personal settings and move to a back-end system, and then have social, which says, okay, you know, I've got all of these users, they've got all of these locations, they've got all of these settings, and then go through, check the weather, and then generate the remote notifications. And once we get those working, you won't have to keep it. You know, if you force quit it, they'll still carry on working. But we've got to do it in such a way, obviously, that we, you know, protect, privacy, that kind of thing. So it all has to be optimized, and you know, we won't be asking you to sign into Facebook or give us an email address or anything like that. So it's quite a challenge, but I've already started work on it. And the way we do software in WeatherGods, we use a methodology where we notice this. We do small pieces of work, we get them tested, we deliver them, and then we move on to the next small piece of work, tested, we deliver it. So we go for massive changes a year, and then thinking that, you know, it's caused all sorts of problems. So, you know, we deliver often, and the reason for that is so we keep the software, we can match the tech and, you know, make sure we're not doing things. But I've already started on that piece of work with the back end system. So that's probably 6 months away, but that's the aspiration. And then once we've done that, then we can look at things like the severe weather alerts from the various national weather organisations, such as you've got NOAA in the US. We've got the Met Office in the UK. You know, there's other ones throughout the world as well. Wow. So yeah, lots to do.
It's a win-win situation for both of us, what it sounds like, because not only does it, you're going to give more and more things to us and have an actual app called On App Weather. Usually I take 2 or 3 weather apps to get what I want, but this is starting to become more and more. You're checking off all the checklists, all the wish lists that I have. Check, follow me, check, alerts, check, notification without having to be an app switcher, check. All these little things, you're listening, and that's what's so absolutely fabulous. And I commend you for that. And I have no doubt that the surprise is coming up. It will be accessible and everything. And that's what's so cool about it. And the other win situation, it keeps you busy. So you you get to keep your butt. You're going to have a busy little life, but something that's challenging and keep your mind active. And I can't recommend enough for people to that are listening. This is what makes Weather God so cool, is that, okay, so it doesn't have everything you have one now, but if you just listen to what Scott just said, what's coming up in the next year, oh my gosh, this is it's going to be absolutely cool to see every update that comes out. There's going to be something new in it. And it's not going to be one of those weather apps that it's already all done. This is what you get, what you see, and we're never going to update it, and then they're gone. This is what's so absolutely unique and fascinating about your app, and that's what I love about Weather Gods. And your story today has been absolutely fantastic. And I want to also make a shout out to Irene, to this gal that you said from AppleVis has been helping out so much. Thank you, Irene, if you're listening. And that is also very appreciative. But before we go, just one last question, and then we'll get your contact information. Now, I always have to ask all the developers, because I'm one of those curious minds about your company name. Now, when I read it, it says me, you, me. M-E-Y-U-M-E. Me, you, me. Is it me, you, me?
That's right. It's me, you, me. You pronounce it right. There's a story. There's a long story.
Yeah, what's the story behind that? I want to hear the story.
Right. So many years ago, so we going back probably 2007, we had an idea building a social network. It's me, you, me. Okay, that was the name. That was going to be our social network name. But we, even though we wanted to do it, it was more than we could do. We really would have been biting off more than we could. So we never got around to doing the social network, unfortunately. I mean, this was like when Facebook were, you know, just appearing on the horizon.
Sure.
Out there. And we had some great ideas. But we decided to keep the name. So MeYouMe is my company. That's my own company, which I do my software work through, my day job, so to speak. But we will soon be changing to a new company, Weather Gods. We've just got to get the company set in the UK, and then Weather Gods will then be part of the Weather Gods company. And the reason for that is we really do see Weather Gods as being a long, long-term adventure. So we're thinking about, you know, the Weather Gods in terms of a brand. So there will be other apps which will come along, probably not this year, maybe next year. And those apps, you know, we're looking for simplicity, something unique, something interesting. Those kind of apps will be focused probably more on people and activities. If you like running, or if you're a sailor, or if you go fishing, or if you go walking, then these apps will be focused on those activities. But it will be part of the Weather Gods brand, and it will have that same, you know, that same sort of fun aspect to it as well. That's much, much further in the future. But yeah, me, you, me.
I love that. And then I always ask, you know, if I see a name that is unique, I got to ask. So forgive me, my listeners, but I was like, me. I love that. I wonder how that came about. All right, Scott. So how do people contact you if they want to talk to you and they got any thoughts, feedbacks, anything they want to ask you? What's the best way in contacting you and reaching out
to you? So absolutely. Say a couple of things. If any of your listeners, if they're having any problems with the weather gods, there's a handy feedback link in the settings, and they can just an email straight off to us, and we try to respond as soon as we can. But obviously, we are in the UK, so there will be some time differences. But we're on it all the time, and I think. Generally speaking, our response has been pretty good. You get email which falls in the cracks because of, you know, the email system thinks it's, you know, got a virus or something. You know. The feedback email, if anybody's having any problems using that, then we're delighted. You know, we will help you out and get it working. And please, nobody feel, you know, oh, email these guys 5 times now. They're going to. You know, please, we want happy customers at the end of the day. So email as much as you like. Do not feel that we're not like that. And the other thing, if anyone's got any, you know, great ideas, they want to see some features in the app or think we could do things better, and I say we're always improving things. And again, send us a feedback email and we'll respond to that. We're on Twitter, Weather Gods app. So by all means, if you... to tweet to us, you know, if Weather Gods hasn't been particularly accurate or has been particularly accurate, then let us know. The accuracy thing's important to me. And if people say, hey, Scott, you know, I fired up Weather Gods yesterday, said it was going to rain and it was a full day, then unfortunately that's too late for me to look into. But if you're out and about with it, or if you're with it, and it's raining, it's definitely not raining. You know, send me an email or tweet to me on Twitter, and that then gives me a chance to dive into the data and find out, you know, possibly what's wrong there. The Facebook page as well. So if you want to like us on Facebook, then that's good as well. So we've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, and you can send us an email and see the website. Which there's a contact form in there, but feedback email is probably the quickest way of getting to us. But all of those communication channels, if you're in app, fire up settings, go to about, and then there's four voiceover will announce, follow the Weather Gods on Twitter, visit their website, send a feedback email, or like us on Facebook or something like that to get to the map way as well.
Fantastic.
That will give you direct links. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many ways, you know, before we sign out that, I always say the meteorologist or the weather forecaster's got the best job in the world. And I'll tell you why. It is the only job I know that you can forecast something and totally screw up and still have a job the next day. And that
and true.
Well, it's been a pleasure and it's been awesome to have you on for an extra. And I appreciate all the time you put into this extra for us and the time out you've done for us. I know it's getting late out there in the UK. And Lisa?
Yes.
You have any words for the kind man before we sign out for the extra?
Just lots of kudos. I love the fact. Now, I'm not, as I said, I'm not the weather enthusiast that Thomas is. Weather to me is just kind of, well, it's weather. It's ordinary. And I love the fact that you really have taken something that, for many of us, is just kind of an ordinary thing. And you've made it extraordinary. You've made it a real multi-sensory experience. And you've taken the attitude of, well, you can't appreciate the rich visual experience. Here's a rich audio experience. And if you can appreciate both, all the better. So I really love that unique creative approach. Maybe you need to give us a setting in the app that says app developer is sleeping. That way, it will be a reminder that that needs to happen too. When you were talking about the delays from the in the UK, I thought, well, they need to sleep too. Yeah, app developers are sleeping. But thank you very much for participating with us.
Pleasure. I'm really, and I'm saying, yeah, I really enjoyed speaking to you guys tonight. It's been fantastic. And I've, you know, and I love everything which AppleBiz is doing. I've listened to quite a bit of the podcast now.
If you would like to reach me, you're welcome to contact me on Twitter. That's probably the easiest way. You can reach me at LISASALI, or you can email me at lisa@lisasalinger.com, and Salinger is SALINGER.
And my name is Thomas Domville, which you can reach me at Twitter at Thomas_Domville. That's D as in David, O M as Mary, B as in Victor, ILLE. And you can also email me at Thomas or Anonymous at AppleVis.com. Thomas@AppleVis.com or Anonymous@AppleVis.com.
And if you can spell Anonymous and your email goes through on the first try, I'm sure he'll send you back some sort of special prize.
You get a cheese.
Even if it's just a reply. Many thanks to all of you who've listened. We'd love your feedback. You're welcome to contribute by visiting www.applevis.com. And we hope you'll join us for our next AppleVis Extra.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.